From Devon Funds Management, Monday morning. Greg, how are you?
Great, thanks. Morning, Mike.
Retail sales, they're still out in America?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, sort of more data point towards a soft economic landing scenario, although the markets took a breather on the post-election rally. So US retail sales are up 0.4% in October, so that was slightly more than expected. Yeah, Americans appear to be out there spending on stuff, so driving the jump was sales at auto dealerships, electronics and appliance stores, they're both up around 2%. Dining out, that also picked up. As did DIY spend, although some of this is probably due to rebuilding efforts in areas devastated by the hurricanes. But despite the election results that suggested that many are dissatisfied with their current position, the picture appears to be one of resilience. So American households, I suppose, have built up savings, are probably encouraged by rising house prices and also an employment market, which is lower but still firm. The upbeat report also accompanied by a sharp revision to September's data, so growth there doubled to 0.8%. The numbers, Mike, aren't adjusted for inflation, so there's a factor here potentially. And just on the same topic, a separate report showed that import prices rose last month, and I suppose they'll start getting another kick next year as and when Trump starts putting through those tariffs. But look, it all sort of reinforced probably what Jerome Powell said last week, that the economy is not sending signals that officials need to be in a hurry to lower rates. So, markets are now saying it's a 50-50 call in December.
Okay, then we come to the Chinese. How are they going?
So the retail sales numbers also out there are pretty good, actually. So it suggests that recent stimulus measures are having an impact on parts of the economy. So an eight-month high, they grew by 4.8% annually. That was a full percent above forecasts up on September. Home appliance sales are up 39% compared to the same period last year. That's the fastest growth since 2010. Cosmetic spend, that was also up similarly. But there was some other data at Mike, which was a little bit more mixed. So the unemployment rate, that did ease to 5%, which was good. But industrial production, that was less than expected growth there, 5.3%. Fixed asset investment also lower. And they've been obviously trying to turn around the property market. They might need to do a bit more. So investment in real estate for the January to October period, that fell by over 10%. It's the sharpest decline since August 2021. Sales of new properties, that fell over 20% as well. So they might need a few more initiatives to add to what they've been doing. Obviously, they're also going to be mindful of the headwinds on the horizon next year. Obviously, Trump plans 60% tariffs on most Chinese imports. Obviously, they've become an export powerhouse. Global exports around about $4 trillion. So it'll be interesting to see how they respond. And you talk of debt earlier. You also think the U.S. will be mindful that China's the second largest foreign creditor to the US government after Japan. So they have $775 billion in treasuries. And at the APEC meeting over the weekend, President Xi made his thoughts pretty clear. He said, increasing protectionism would send the world backwards.
Yes, it is correct. Manufacturing, in reading the commentary, they seem to suggest, yes, it's down, but it might be coming to an end. Are they being overtly optimistic here or realistic?
Maybe a little bit of optimism there, I think. So, like, parts of the economy are doing okay. The dairy sector, we've actually got another print this week there. But the manufacturing sector is still facing plenty of challenges. This is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance and Manufacturing Index. Showed that the sector contracted at a faster rate during October, and the report was actually titled Lost Momentum. That was pretty appropriate. So the seasonally adjusted PMI was 45.8, so anything below 50 is contraction. That was down from 47 in September. So the manufacturing sector is now been in contraction for 20 consecutive months. And there was a bit of an improvement recently, so that had people a little bit hopeful, but I think this report's actually a big reality check. Sub-indices for production, deliveries, they all dropped, and people still losing their jobs in the manufacturing sector. I mean, other data shows it was over 14,000 in the last quarter alone. So there was some brightness, new orders, they nudged up, but still in contraction territory. And if you look at the survey, so you can take this two ways. So negative comments from respondents has eased a bit to 53.5%. So half the manufacturing sector is gloomy, and I suppose that is an improvement from the three quarters in June. And that was before, obviously, the RBNZ started cutting interest rates. So, we might need a few more of those to get the manufacturing sector into more positive spirits.
Lay some numbers on me.
Yeah, so the Dow was down 0.7%, 43.444 on Friday. The S&P 500 was down 1.3%, 5.870. Pharma stocks, though, are under pressure, of course, after Trump, to say he's named RFK Jr. as his head of the US Department of Health. So obviously he's a vaccine skeptic. So that was interesting. NASDAQ down 2.2%. FTSE down 0.1%. Nikkei up 0.3%. Japan, ASX 200 up 0.7%. NZX 50, we were down slightly, down 8 points, 12.684. Commodities, gold down $1.60, 2563 an ounce. Oil down $1.70, 67.02 a barrel. And the currency markets against the US dollar, Kiwis 58.7, that was up slightly. Against the Australian dollar, 90.8, that was up slightly as well. Against pound sterling, 46.5, that was up 0.6%. This week, plenty on as usual. We've got UK and Japan inflation data. We've got results from Walmart and NVIDIA in the US. We've got back home in New Zealand service sector data, dairy auction. We've got full year results in Napier Port. And we've got some AGMs, Fonterra, The Warehouse, and A2 Milk.
Good stuff, Mike. Go well. Catch up soon. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.